Marketing Radio Network. Now, the man who put the positive in feedback and the woman who put the broad back in broadcasting, eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
And thanks for joining us for this week's edition of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. If you're listening live, today is February 23rd, 2017. And if you're listening in our archives, this is show number 448. You want to be the first to give us a call today at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Ask your question. We'll do our best to answer it.
We also give listing dishes today. This is a great day for listing dishes.
It's always a good day.
It is. You just call up and we critique your listing. And many, many, in fact, most eBay sellers who have had a listing dish by us say that it's made them more successful. And it's free. So give us a call at 888-RADIO-30. Griff, a lot of storms going on that that might impact stuff. So in an eBay announcement, eBay reminded both buyers and sellers that the winter storms and floods, oh, a lot of flooding. Did you have any flooding?
We did. It was very interesting. There was no warning, of course, and I don't blame anyone. But the waters came up very quickly, just about 25, 50 feet away from our house. And then that was, we were on the lip. But if you looked on the map, we were smack dab in the middle of the mandatory evacuation zone, which we didn't do.
Well, you've got all, look at what you'd have to, well, you'd probably have to take him to a center, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm not sure how we would do that, but we have like a little, we talked about a plan and all that, but it would be very hard to get him out.
Well, thank God you're okay. Had lots of floods, not just in California, in other parts of the country, lots of winter storms. And it could impact shipping and communication could be, you know, non-existent, potentially be delayed due to severe weather in the Northeast U.S. and flooding in California. And more rain is expected this weekend, Griff.
Yeah, it could be interesting. I have a, well, you see, some people were really impacted in San Jose pretty, you know, we didn't lose anything. There was some debris in the gutter, but there were other people who had some serious damage. And I'm not quite sure what anyone could have done except probably issue a warning, although no one was hurt. People were able to get out. But in situations like this where the water, you know, it was 9 inches of rain that came down in Santa Cruz Mountains, people in charge have to make a decision. Either we let some of this water loose or there could have been an enormous catastrophe. If they don't take the water out of these earth berm dams, the dams can fail and there would be a 30-foot wall of water crashing through at this, for this, in this instance, Morgan Hill and Gilroy, and there would be serious property loss and death.
Gilroy, so. Isn't that my garlic or is that my onion? That's my garlic.
That's your garlic. That's your garlic, babe.
Well, I'm glad you're okay, and I'm glad Howie's okay. And you, by the way, sellers do not have to worry about their seller performance when you have these bad storms and stuff, because eBay continues to monitor those situations and include any sellers who may be affected, so you don't have to worry about your...
And we should state that this is the case for every major storm or act of nature or situation, if you would. These things are now automatic. There are team members who are tasked with, they follow this, and there's a whole process that goes into place for protecting people. So here's my advice.
They're going to be anxiety filled no matter what.
Anxiety is a precious resource, and you should spend it only where it's absolutely necessary.
Very good.
And this is not a place for your anxiety.
Because you're not going to lose your top-rated seller status because you got a storm, okay?
Right.
It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
You can come after Griff and me if it happens.
Well, you can come after
Griff.
Lee. You can go after
come
Lee.
Come after Griff.
You can go after Lee.
Thank
Griff.
You. So, good news. eBay, once again, named by Fortune magazine as one of the world's most admired companies. Did you see that?
No, that's good news.
Yeah. eBay remains one of the world's most admired companies this year.
Yeah.
Fortune magazine's prestigious list.
Fortune.
ranks eBay at number 6 in the internet services and retailing sector, which also includes Alphabet and Facebook.
Yes.
And Fortune runs this feature annually as, quote, unquote, the definitive report card on corporate reputation.
Well, isn't that nice of
them? So you got a good report card.
Who were the others? Who were the top 5 before eBay?
Gee, I don't know.
I wonder who they were. I could guess, but...
Yeah, I could guess, too, but...
You know, there's two ways of viewing a company that, you know, you work for. Is that, you know, you say it's a great place to work. That doesn't mean it's not high pressure. There are some great places to work where there's a, you know, a lot of pressure to get stuff done. It's just how the company manages that and how it treats its employees. eBay's really good, actually. I don't think I would have made it through 20 years if it was not the case.
Well,
you know, I don't suffer fools that much.
But you don't hear. I've been around a lot of eBay employees.
Yeah.
At events in Las Vegas when they were caught off guard, all kinds of stuff. And they all have nothing but good things to say about the company.
Yeah.
So was this Forbes list, because I'm trying to look it up right now as I'm talking, which isn't easy to do.
But you do it so well, so I would have never guessed.
This year, the Global Business Publications prestigious list, the definitive report card on corporate reputation. See, it's got America's Best Employers, but I don't think that's the one. This is a little different. So we'll look it up. We'll see. And I might want to add today, it's about 7 minutes after 11 Pacific time, and we're on until 1 o'clock today, and we're going to give away 2 or 3 $25 gift certificates for shipping supplies. And it's going to be questions as to something we've talked about on the show. So you got to listen very carefully.
You got to put on your listening ears, as Judge Judy says.
Absolutely. You got to do it.
Put on your listening ears. I don't know what other kind of ears there are, but.
So, let me see what else. Oh, got to remind again. They got a reminder in here for me. Quarterly coupon for eBay branded shipping supplies.
So, yeah.
Yeah. And if you've been on the fence about opening a store, keep that benefit in mind.
Mm-hmm.
Even just a basic store subscription comes with a $25 coupon every 3 months for shipping supplies. And there are other subscriber discounts available as well. And if you want to go ahead and use your $25 gift certificate, eBay branded shipping supplies can be purchased at eBay.com/supplies. eBay.com/supplies.
Yeah, get those. You need them.
Absolutely. What do you get when you order them? What do you use mostly? Well, for your shirts. Well, I use perfume too.
The poly, the resealable poly vinyl mailers. Mm-hmm. I love those. But for the shoes, you know, I use now the eBay boxes more than I'm using the USPS priority boxes, except, oh, and thank you for reminding me because I need to get an order of these, except for the medium size flat rate box, which for some shoes works perfectly, you know, in size of the box and in value, you know, because I offer all my items, shipping's included. So I have to, you know, I like to offer good service, but I'm always looking for the least expensive and fastest way to get there. So. And a lot of times that's just priority mail. You know, for example, if I'm going to ship a pair of shoes to California and I'm located in California, just regular priority is usually pretty affordable. But if it's a box that's going to the East Coast, I may be able to save a few dollars if I use a medium flat rate box rather than just a regular box and then shipping it regular priority. But I love, there are 2 or 3 now. There's one size of the eBay branded boxes, which is perfect for most shoes up to a size 12. It's like it was built for them. And it looks so nice when the box is packed because I use the tape, the eBay tape. If I was getting this box from a seller, I would think that these were shoes without even opening the box.
Well, and that's what we want to see. So, you know, we have to listen to you about packing. You know all about it. You've certainly packed enough. How many things have you sold, do you know?
How many things have I sold?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many, because I haven't kept track since my beginning at eBay. but I believe that my sales since, they go back, eBay keeping a record as far as 2000 are about $150,000 gross. Not that much.
Our telephone number is 888 Radio 30. Helen from Rancho Santa Fe, California, and her store name is Ready, Get, Set, Shop. Hey, Helen, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Lee. Hi, Griff.
Hey, how you doing?
I want you to know I just walked back from the post office.
Yes.
From shipping, so I'm getting healthy and shipping at the same time.
Oh, good.
Yeah. Okay, my question is, I have a basic store, and I think, I'm thinking of it backwards because I tend to limit my listings according to how many free offers or what comes with the store. And I really think I should just keep listing, whether it's free or not, until I get to the point where I go up to the next store. The question is, if I'm listing, will eBay let me know, okay, it's time for you to move up because financially it doesn't make sense for the amount of listings you're putting up?
No, there's no automatic.
Is that a clear question or not?
There's no automatic alert for that. You can and you should. We know what the allotment of free listings per month with each store level is. You should be following that. And then if you're moving above the allotment, consider moving up to the next store level.
Yeah.
This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Ask us anything eBay, and all you have to do is call us at 888-723-4630. And we'll take your calls when we get back with more of eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Susie.
What can I do for you?
I've got this package to mail, and I heard you've got a post office on your desktop.
You must be talking about Stamps.com. Come on in. Stamps.com imports orders from all my selling channels into one interface, then uploads tracking automatically, and I can batch print multiple labels for as many packages as I have orders.
How much will I owe you for shipping my package?
Stamps.com actually saves me money with the lowest available USPS rates.
I'll pay you cash.
With Stamps.com, I use my PayPal debit card to buy postage, so I get 1% cash back every time I ship. Now, let's weigh your package with the free 5-pound scale I got for trying Stamps.com. Get your free scale for the cost of shipping and handling at Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Where?
Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Now let's weigh that package.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
You know how important it is to stay up to speed on what's happening in the world of eBay and e-commerce. For the past 10 years, TameBay has been bringing you that world. As the premier eBay blog and e-commerce news resource, they believe it's their job to help you build your business, and they're doing just that. Editors Chris Dawson and Dan Wilson are savvy reporters with deep eBay roots. Chris is a power seller, and Dan is part of the team that founded eBay UK. They know how to find the news that you need to know, and they're not afraid to print it. TameBay even goes the extra mile with the TameBay Guide to Seller Tools and Services. It's a comprehensive directory of third-party providers. If you're not reading TameBay, you're just not keeping up with your world. Tap into the latest eBay and e-commerce news along with all of TameBay's other seller resources at TameBay.com. That's TameBay.com.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
And this segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. And we want to talk with you, so call us now at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that number is 888-723-4630.
eBay Radio popping.
Yay. Who popped in?
Well, I'm not sure. Let's find out. Okay. Who's here?
Hey, this is Nate Hayward from the eBay shipping team.
Yay,
Hey, Nate.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good. So, what brings you here?
Well, I wanted to talk to you guys quickly today about a petition that we have to tell USPS regulators to keep shipping prices low at the post office.
Oh, right.
Well, I like that.
I got my pen in hand. What do we do?
What do we do?
That's right. So right now on eBay Main Street, there's a petition that we have stood up. It's to tell postal regulators that this is the group that regulates the postal pricing and how prices are made at the post office. There's currently a pricing review underway. There's some proposals to the regulators that would say, let's increase USPS package pricing. And that's right. And eBay is taking a stance against that, and we're calling on the seller community to join us and sign the petition. Make the voices heard.
So there's a lot to talk about, I would imagine. But again, where would we go right now if we want to find that petition?
Right now, that's on ebaymainstreet.com.
You sure it's not ebay.com/Main Street?
I am.
Okay, because it's what it says.
Oh, easy. Okay. So well, maybe both.
I went right to ebaymainstreet.com, and I'm there.
Okay, ebaymainstreet.com.
And Lee, right at the top there, you should see a blue banner that says, come sign our
tell
petition.
Tell the U.S. Postal Service what's what.
Let's go sign it. So eBay Main Street. All our listeners, so you join us. Join us while we're doing eBay.
Up at the top, it says, tell the U.S. Main Postal Street Regulatory Commission not to increase prices for shipping services, and I'm going to click on it.
That's right.
Oh, okay. I'm signing up right now. Oh, what a pretty website.
Yeah,
I've been here
cool
in a while. Yeah. Oh, look, there's a, I'm already signed up for eBay Main. I'm already in there. Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
I'm signed up for eBay Main Street, but I just went right to sign the petition.
Yep.
Yeah, yeah. You want to sign.
eBay Main Street is our government relations team. They are, situated in the capital, Washington, D.C., so lots of things going on there this year.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of moving parts this year as well with the Postal Service. And so we're trying to do our part to make the voices heard that we want to keep, a reliable post office, a viable network. And in order to do that, we want the post office to have control of their and their regulators to have control of the costs and the way they're allocated against the products. And here, this is us responding to the proposals that are on the table by some that the post office should increase their package prices. We're calling on the sellers to say no to that.
Say no.
Okay, I just signed the petition.
Awesome. Good for you.
In the comments, I put, I'm with you 100%.
100%.
100%. Or I could do the O.J. Simpson one. 120%.
120%.
Or something he said. Over 100. Okay, so this is important, Nate. And I think that maybe some sellers don't understand the importance of all this. Tell them how important, what could this mean if it goes the wrong way for eBay sellers?
So if it goes the wrong way, basically the regulators could say, hey, the postal service has two product lines. One is the stuff that ends up in your mailbox. This is generalized like monopoly that the post office has, bringing letters and bills to your mailbox.
Bills. Yeah. I love those bills.
And then there's the other side of the post office is about package delivery. This is generally what the eBay seller community uses and gets those packages to your buyers. And so as you look at those two product lines, one is, a little bit of a monopoly and the other is competitive. And so, you could have a package delivered with FedEx or UPS or the other carriers out there. And the post office also competes in this realm. When they look to appropriate costs associated with each of those product lines, this regulation is defining what and how the post office regulates those costs. And we want to not impose additional regulation on how they attribute those costs, but rather, keep package prices costs appropriated in the way that they are today, and not have additional regulation, and that's what we're calling for in this petition.
That's good. It's good to know. So, has the government stepped in to limit or protect against these pricing policies?
No. So the USPS is actually a private agency that doesn't receive any tax dollars, so the government's not able to step in.
So it's up to us to make our voices heard.
That's right.
Do we have any inkling of what these increases look like? Have they proposed, I mean, actual, like, percentages or dollar amounts? Or
some of the proposals that have been put in front of the Postal Regulatory Commission, this commission that oversees the USPS pricing, have put specific numbers in, like, we want to see this type of increase. But that's what we're saying no to. And these are just proposals in front of the Regulatory Commission. We're effectively replying back to those proposals, saying to the Postal Regulatory Commission, no.
Like, can you give us an example of one you saw? This
yeah,
can help
one,
spur action.
Sure,
yeah.
Sure. One proposal right now, the regulation says that at least 5.5% of the costs, of the revenues that are earned from packaged products, the products that generally eBay sellers use to ship, 5.5% must be applied to the incremental costs or institutional costs. So these would be like, there's a cost for delivering a package and there's also a cost for delivering a letter. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about here are maybe how to keep the lights on in the building as a whole, the postal uniform. So these things also have costs and they want to appropriate the revenues from the various product lines to cover those institutional costs. Right now, the regulators say 5.5% of the revenues have to be counting towards those institutional costs. And the proposals are saying, hey, let's raise that from 5.5 to 30.
Yeah,
which would mean a significant increase in package prices alone.
Yeah.
And so what we're saying is say no to that. No, it's actually we're fans to remove this regulation of 5.5 or keep it the same.
Yikes.
Who knew when Piero Omidyar put up that first little page?
That's right.
That we would be so enmeshed in things like this. And this is one of the most important things to eBay sellers.
That's right. And this type of approach in petitioning is something that we've done in the past on things like internet sales tax. But in the postal policy area, it is a little bit different. And we've collected we've never collected such a critical number of signatures. Mm-hmm. We feel that the eBay community and all the small businesses and the sellers that represent behind that, inside of that community, if we can get a critical mass of sellers to join us, that'll be a really strong message to these regulators.
I demand a march.
There's a lot of that going on
right
now.
Yes, there is. I can make my signs and we can go wherever we need to go. In front of the USPS, whatever. So, tell us, Nate, what are you guys doing when you hear about these things? I know that you have a bat phone into USPS. I get that. But when you hear things like this that are going to happen, what happens behind the scenes? Are there tons of meetings and strategy sessions, or are you pretty much expecting things like this?
That's a great question. So we do participate as eBay in several organizations that stay connected to these types of issues.
Mm-hmm.
We've got our office in D.C. that, you know, is very active on the Hill and keeps us apprised to the moving pieces that are going on. And then we try to stay connected to these issues and then form our strategy. And in this particular instance, we're asking our sellers to join us as well.
And again, you can do that if you go to ebaymainstreet.com and you'll see on the top of the page the link for signing the petition.
That's
petition
right.
Seems to be, online petitions seem to be growing in popularity these days.
Yes. Yeah.
So, do they yield results? I mean, do we hope that this at least gets people to listen?
Absolutely.
Okay.
So we absolutely expect that this will be a significant petition to the Postal Regulatory Commission and that our voices will be considered then in their final decisions.
What happens with the other carriers? I mean, what's your take on their approach to what USPS is proposing? Do they see this, you think, as an opportunity or to either offer a better value or would their rates go up as well? I mean, and I'm asking you to speculate.
Sure. So speculation on that would say the other carriers would stand to gain from the right. postal prices increasing. And in turn, then they would be either more competitive or have the ability to raise their prices as well.
Right, but not maybe raise them as much as, right.
That's right.
It is called business.
That's right.
And it is called making money, and so.
You got it. So the other thing I wanted to mention is that this petition is not actually only limited to eBay sellers, so anyone can sign.
Yeah.
And so while there's no timeline for a decision to be made to these petitions from the Postal Regulatory Committee, we will keep you updated to the things that are going on and what we learn. We'll be putting that on eBay Main Street as well.
I did it while I was talking to Nate and Griff and being on the radio.
Right.
So if I can do it, you can do it.
So it would seem to be, so our audience is primarily sellers.
That's right.
But there is a buyer's story here.
That's right.
Yep. So buyers may find this to be alarming as well, and they
Absolutely.
Can sign the petition.
And the thing here too is that although we're here at eBay and we're coming at this from an eBay stance, this type of regulation can actually impact e-commerce as a whole.
Yes.
And so as you look at the shipping industry, you know, that's used to ship all sorts of packages, whether that be for a birthday present or for something that you sold on eBay or for something that you're buying from essentially anywhere. And so this is an important issue for e-commerce as a whole, which includes eBay as well.
eBay. It's just never ending, isn't it?
You think
you've got it all figured out and then something happens.
Well, you know, way down at the bottom of your site, Nate, is Action Center.
That's right.
And if you click on Action Center, can you stay with us?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Great, because we want to talk more about this. This segment was brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. Give us a ring at 888-723-4630. And we continue with eBay Radio's Ask Griff and Lee.
As an eBay entrepreneur, you're always looking for profitable items to sell in quantities you're comfortable with. Bulk's got the goods. Liquidation goods, that is. Bulk features top branded merchandise not only by the pallet, but also now by the case. Cases start around $100 and ship right to your doorstep anywhere within the contiguous U.S. for just $30. Buying by the case is a terrific way to specialize in one type of item or test a new niche. A case takes up a lot less room than a pallet, too. You can even reuse your case to send products to a fulfillment center. So when it comes to sourcing profitable items, get down to cases with Bulk. Browse for free at bulk.com. That's BULQ.com. For liquidation goods by the pallet or case, bulk.com.
Your e-commerce business is growing, sales are multiplying, and you need a shipping solution that can keep up. ShipStation can help, even when you have multiple selling channels and multiple carrier accounts. With ShipStation, fulfilling orders is not only easier, it's faster too. ShipStation is web-based, so you can manage and ship your orders from anywhere you happen to be. And ShipStation lets you automate almost everything. You can import each item's photo, weight, and SKU, email your buyer, promote your other items, even leave feedback. ShipStation also integrates with multiple carriers at competitive rates, letting you ship every item cost-effectively. Wherever you sell, however you ship, ShipStation offers you multiple ways to save time and money. Try ShipStation free for 30 days, no credit card required, at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
When it comes to managing your customer relationships, communication is everything. But just replying to buyers' messages quickly isn't enough. You've also got to deal promptly with returns and order cancellations. That's where Reply Manager comes in. Reply Manager is fully integrated into all eBay messaging, from both My Messages and the Resolution Center. With Reply Manager, you can sort cases into categories and respond immediately with standard replies. Then process each return, cancellation, and refund seamlessly. That's something you can't do anywhere else. Reply Manager can even handle partial refunds and multiple eBay accounts. It all adds up to a better buyer experience, and that's exactly what you want to deliver. Let Reply Manager help you give your buyers the customer service they deserve. Try Reply Manager risk-free for 14 days at ReplyManager.com. That's 14 days risk-free at ReplyManager.com.
Listen while you list.